And once again, we are so happy to have Sister Jeannie Thaler, who's going to be speaking to us this morning. We really appreciate all of the work that she does with our youth and with the girls in her Sunday school class. She is so diligent with her class and with her girls. But most of all, we appreciate her great spirit and her great attitude. So with that said, I'm going to turn it over now to Sister Jeannie Thaler. Sister Jeannie, go right ahead.
Good morning, everybody. It's always a privilege to be able to be here with you and just talk and share, you know, the things that God just places on our hearts. And it's been so nice to hear everyone else's testimonies and devotions. And today I just want to talk about something that I feel like, you know, I've grown during this time, and it's had to be something that I learned to cling to. And I'm sure that a lot of people can relate to the same thing, maybe in a different way, but I'm just kind of trying to put into words what God has been teaching me and working on me with. And during this time, I feel like He has really been teaching me to allow the Word of God and the words of our pastor to be our guide, my guide during this time, and no longer relying on my thoughts, no longer relying on my opinions, which can be often wrong. It's just very important to let God do the speaking in our lives now more than ever. You know, in being a light to the world, we're going to find more and more that they are less interested in hearing what we have to say, but they're looking for that light. They're looking for peace and truth that only comes through the Word of God and through Jesus. So the first verse I want to read is going to be in Psalms 119. It's a few verses, Psalms 119, 9 through 12. And it says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes." This passage is, there's a lot packed in here, but I kind of just want to highlight a portion of it that says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." And I was just actually talking to the Sunday school girls this week about the importance of hiding the word of God in your heart, whether it be, you know, through memory verse or through, you know, just your own daily reading, you know, just really finding a favorite scripture, but it needs to expand. And we need to be able to draw back to certain verses that, you know, really speak to us in situations. You know, we don't always have the right answer. More and more now, we're going to find that we do not have the right answers. We do not have all the answers to what's going on, but we can go back to the Word of God. And in going back to the Word of God, we can prevent ourselves from falling into sin, from falling into issues due to the lack of knowledge. And we can avoid tough situations by having the Word of God in our heart. So I just really feel like this will keep our minds clear, and our opinions will line up with the Word of God, and they will be less, you know, our own carnal opinions. And I just feel like so many things have presented themselves during this short period of time, and throughout our lives, but they've just been compacted during this time, and they challenged our walk with God. We were presented with the opportunity to be fearful. We were presented with the opportunity to be controversial, to be disagreeable, and a lot of times you might feel, you know, like an ugly feeling. You can tell, you know, I'm not being the most agreeable person right now. Maybe my opinions are sharp. Maybe, you know, like, I'm not coming across right. And that's when we know it's so important to refer back to the Word of God. And, you know, even if you're talking to somebody and you need to just, you know, throw out a verse and say, you know what, this is what I want to say. I don't want to say what I think. I don't want to say what I feel, because what I feel is turmoil. But let's go to the Word of God. And in Hebrews chapter 12 and 14, it says to follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Another very, very important verse during this time. I don't know if it was maybe that I was just young and wasn't exposed to the news or things like that. But it feels like, and I'm pretty sure that everyone can agree, that it is a very not peaceful time. It's full of turmoil, full of disagreement, full of varying opinions. And I just have to remind myself, and I'm saying this to myself, I hope I don't come across like I'm, you know, talking to everyone else and I think I have it, but this is something that I've had to, you know, go back to. This is something that I've had to tell myself, you know, follow peace with all men and holiness, and know that, you know, without these things, you won't be able to see the Lord. It's very clear. It's frightening, but we need to be frightened into being right. Sometimes, you know, we can't be disagreeable people. That's not something that we'll be able to enter into the kingdom of God. And I just want to go into one more verse. And this verse is usually used, I've heard it used mostly when you think about, you know, dating someone or you think about marrying someone. It's something that's brought up often. And it's in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14. And I'm going to read until verse 17. And it says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." This is, again, another very powerful verse to refer to when we think about our relation to the world. We know that we are to love the world. We know that, you know, we need to learn to function in the world normally. We can't avoid the world. We're here to reach the world. But we don't have the same, we don't share the same thoughts with them. We don't share the same anger with them. We don't share the same fear with them. So, you know, if you find yourself kind of, a lot of your thoughts and your feelings, your emotions are very linked to that of an unsaved person, someone who has not seen the truth. We know you have to do some searching and look back to the word of God and think, you know, during this time, maybe I shouldn't be so wrapped up in the things that are going on, the current situation, and I should be more wrapped up in, you know, the Great Commission, winning souls, being a light, and not, you know, just going along with the same darkness and confusion the rest of the world is. It says, I will dwell with them and walk in them. So we are literally to be just walking little Jesuses, you know, through the world. And if the world is not seeing that, you know, we have to refer back to, you know, the Word of God and really, you know, just get into prayer and ask God to help us align our thoughts with His thoughts. And I am going to read one more verse, and I will be done. And this last verse is in Isaiah 55, and verse 8. And it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." So I find this very encouraging, because I know that right now God is on the move, and He is working, He is speaking, He is changing things. And they are things that we don't see. You know, right now we see just what we see on the physical, but there are things that are constantly on the move in the spiritual. And I have just been praying, you know, God, help me to, as much as I can. I know that He's not going to reveal His full, you know, purpose to me. That's not really how it works, but He will reveal a lot of it. And I can be, you know, linked up to the mind of God. I can be linked up to the heart of God. And not be discouraged by the times, not get wrapped up in the things of the world, because he is working something out in what's going on, and we're seeing so many positive things come from everything that's gone on, and we're going to continue to see. Just I know that we have a great revival on its way, and that it's being worked out during this time. So, you know, let's just all be encouraged and look to the Word of God and know that He is working things out, you know, that are a little above what we can see, higher than our thoughts. And we just need to stay in the Word of God and redirect. You know, I'm constantly having to redirect, and I hope no one feels, you know, condemned or, you know, embarrassed if you have to redirect more often than others. But we just have to pray and ask God, you know, to cleanse our minds and just fill our minds with His mind, with His thoughts. And, you know, I believe that in doing this constantly, multiple times a day, you know, we're going to be more than overcomers, and we're going to be able to be the light that walks among the earth that we are supposed to be. And that is all, Brother Vic. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Jeannie Thaler. And no, I don't think anyone is going to feel any type of condemnation with what you said, especially in the way that you say, with that great spirit that you say it with. First of all, thank you, Sister Jeannie, for sharing some seemingly simple and practical things with us this morning, but very essential advice for all of us. You said a few things here. I wrote them down. My opinion can be wrong. Boy, that is a hard thing to admit sometimes for some of us, or for all of us at some point in life. My opinion can be wrong. And you also said, let God do the speaking. We need to rely on God's voice, but we got to be listening to be able to hear it, church. And she also said how that this has been a trying time. And it is a time for us to review and analyze ourselves. So, church, let's do that. Let's take the time to listen to God's voice and to be continually analyzing us with the Word of God, with the mirror of the Word of God. And let's follow peace with all men. With that said, church, why don't we just take this to the Lord in prayer and thank Him for what we've heard this morning, and ask that the Lord would continue to show us and allow us to hear His voice in everything that we are doing. Lord Jesus, we thank You for Sister Jeannie Thaler. We thank You for these great words, this great advice that she has given us this morning. Lord God, help us, Lord, to strive to follow peace with all men and to continue to use the mirror of Your Word to analyze ourselves, because we want to become better. We want to become like little Jesus, as you put it, Lord God. We need to be that shining image of the Holy Ghost through us. In the name of Jesus, we thank You for this, Lord, in Jesus' name. And church, with that said, we want to remind everyone to be back on our conference call tonight at 7:15 p.m., where we will be hearing from Brother Roseberry on our Bible study devotion tonight at 7:15 p.m. With that said, God bless all of you. Have a great day. Amen.